Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Load them up, boys. We're baby crackers when we need them.
Hour number three, coming to you live. This is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by DeSantis.
Holster.com, the home of DeSantis quality-built American-made products for 45-plus years. Supporting police and government contracts from first responders to responsible citizens. Holster.com is your source for quality American-made leather and kydex holsters for the armed American. For concealed carry or open carry, Holster.com has what you need.
We didn't invent concealment.
We perfected it. Go to Holster.com now and buy a DeSantis holster today.
Check them out, DeSantisHolster.com. Well, according to Freddie Reel, who is the publisher of Amaland.com, there's one guy that more people read his stuff in the gun culture than anybody else. And when you say that at Amaland, this is the biggest website on the planet of its type, which is the gun news aggregator. So that makes my guest the most read guy on the planet. And that, of course, is Dean Weingarten. How are you doing, sir?
I'm doing very well. Probably better than I deserve.
Well, I mean, now, let's see. Your birthday was the other day, so you deserve to be doing just fine.
Yeah, well, I'm in the big 70s now. So, you know, it's kind of an advantage in that... You know, it's just about anybody attacking you, it's clearly self-defense on your part.
Yeah, that's the thing I love. I mean, I look at some of these older people that, like, have a home invasion, and they just blow them out of the window, and, I mean, nothing. Nobody goes in there and says, all right, old-timer, give me your gun. They just say, that was some good shooting, and they go on, you know?
Oh, yeah, I just read of a horrific case. I mean, you just got to figure that drugs was involved or something, that the... They had this older couple. They were in their, gosh, let's see, 70s, I think. And they had a grandson, I believe, there. It was in his 30s. And he'd been living with them for quite a few years. And for whatever reason, I don't know exactly why, he just started attacking his grandparents with a knife. And finally, the grandfather was able to access a pistol and shoot him and stop the attack. The grandparents fled the house. They were both severely injured with numerous wounds, and both ended up in the hospital, as did the grandson. But, you know, these domestic defense cases are some of the nastiest because you just go, it's inside a family or inside, you know, intimate relations, and there's just not a lot you can do about it except try to help people, you know, not be on drugs and live better lives. But, very difficult.
Yeah, it's a sad thing too, but at the same time, I wouldn't want to be in that situation, but I would not hesitate.
Right, and that's what we see, and we're seeing more of these situations happen. So, I mean, I think as a society, we can gradually reduce them because we see there are societies in which the interpersonal violence in those intimate relationships is not as high as ours. So there's probably some way to do it. It's probably difficult. And frankly, we do pretty well. We're kind of in the middle of the pack in the world, which isn't too surprising because we got people from all over the world in the United States. So our culture used to be a little more homogenous, I think, but maybe we'll get that way again.
Maybe. We'll see. Anything is possible in this life, but...
Yeah, we could get a lot worse, too.
Yes, we could. But, Yeah, I don't look forward to that, but like when I try to explain to people that concealed carriers actually have a, in a shooting situation, they actually have an advantage over a police officer because a police officer has to do everything possible not to shoot them.
Right.
And when
they have a harder time figuring out who they need to shoot.
Right. And they make mistakes.
They're coming up on a scene. They've just got minimal information. And all of a sudden, bam, they got to make life and death decisions. Whereas much more often, the person with concealed carry is the victim. They understand what's going on, and it's clear who needs to be shot.
The other thing is we don't have to Mirandize anybody.
That's true. Yeah, we have less bureaucracy, but it used to be, and I emphasize, used to be that officers had more protection. Now it seems they're singled out for prosecution.
Yeah. So we have even more of an advantage, huh?
Correct.
So.
Correct.
There has to be some advantage to this aging wisdom that we get.
There has to be.
If it's armed self-defense, that's a good one for me. I like it.
Yeah, well, it certainly, you know, it offsets a little bit the decreasing reaction increasing reaction times, loss of balance, loss of physical capability generally. Now, shooting is one thing even old people seem to do well at.
Yeah. They don't miss, do they?
Well, it just seems to, you know, the skills that you've accumulated over a lifetime persist for quite a while. My very good friend who passed away a couple of years ago, he had 84 years old, was a state championship pistol shooter. Starting back, when he was about 20 in the 1950s. And in the 2018 or so, he was still the top shooter at his local club, where he routinely shot the National Pistol Course, you know, offhand, one-handed with a .22. And he did it. He would usually shoot left-handed just to make it a little bit fairer. And he was still shooting 280s and 290s out of 300 with the .22 on a national match course. It's just a phenomenal shot. And he was doing it into his middle 80s. So, yeah, these things persist. I've got an article or two he's in. I've got one that I'll be I've been working on for a long time. Let's say I've been thinking about for a long time. So,
right.
And yes, I have. It'll be about ammunition storage, and I've hinted at it before, and I just need to get everything together. It's one of those things that takes a fair amount of work, so of course you tend to put it off when you can get easier articles done.
Yeah. Well, I don't know how many articles you write at one time or you have going. I would imagine you have more than one or two going at any given time.
I usually have many of them. Some of them you're trying to get information. You know, you can't get the information, and so you can't finish the article. And so, yeah, sometimes you let those rest a while, and then, you know, you go and look at the number of drafts you have out there. And this is probably in the weeds for most people, and then you say, well, let me try looking again. And then every now and then a source will just pop up and solve things for you. Now, I've got an article coming up I'll talk about a little bit that's sort of that way.
Well, hang on to it till the next segment because we're coming up on the first break. If you're looking for Dean's stuff, he has one place where he parks most of it. It is at ammoland.com. Go to all contributors. Go down and click that. You'll see two rows of names. Look to your left. He'll be dead center in the middle. Click on that, and you're going to be in a place with a whole lot of reading ahead of you. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Thank you. Mike's Tactical, we are all shooters with a very simple mission. Make the best product we can perfect at the best possible price for our consumers. We strive to produce the best components and rifles available, with quality control second to none, because real-world events don't allow for a second chance. Whether you are an operator, competitor, or home defender, Spikes Tactical will serve you well. Go to SpikesTactical.com. Spikes Tactical, 100% American-made to the highest standard.
Operate. At Staccato, we know there's no such thing as a fair fight, and we bring the unfair advantage that is the 2011 platform.
Dominate.
At Staccato, we know the most important gun you own is the one that you're carrying when you're facing that threat to life and freedom.
Win.
We want you to enter that objective confident that you are carrying the best gun in a gunfight. No compromise. No sacrifice. Staccato2011.com. Stand ready to face down the darkness with 2011.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Hey everybody, if you've ever thought about heirloom beans as a storable survival food, I've got great news. In fact, I'll bet it's the best news you've heard in a while. Here's the thing. We've just received a fresh batch of gourmet heirloom beans, survival soup beans. These beans are gorgeous, highly nutritious, and above all, with no hesitation whatsoever, the best tasting beans in the entire world. The best part? We've dropped the price by 33% this week for listeners who know higher food prices are coming and want an inflation hedge you can actually eat if you want to. Gets even better. With your permission and with a high regard for your health and well-being, I also want to send you 2 pounds of what we think is the single most underrated superfood in the world, period. Go to soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com, and discover the real reason we're giving this unusual superfood away. At soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamil Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
Coming to you live, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by DeSantis.
Holster.com, the home of DeSantis quality built American-made products for 45 plus years. Supporting police and government contracts from first responders to responsible citizens. Holster.com is your source for quality American-made leather and kydex holsters for the armed American. For concealed carry or open carry, Holster.com has what you need.
We didn't invent concealment.
We perfected it. Go to Holster.com now and buy a DeSantis holster today.
Check them out at DeSantisHolster.com. Talking to Dean Weingarten, and he was going to talk about some stuff that hasn't been published. Has it been published yet? Is that what you were going to talk
about?
No,
it's sitting in the queue at Amalan, so it could come out any time.
Okay.
But, you know, I don't make their commercial decisions.
Sure.
So what happened was that I track the how many times and or not how many times, but how effective handguns are for defense against bears. So we have, you know, roughly about 120 incidents, of which about 106, 104 have been published. And one of the things we do in trying to maintain this database is that we include every incident we can find where a handgun was fired in defense against a bear. So we don't exclude any. We don't make judgments, say this is one, this is not the other. I mean, there are things that we won't put in the percentages, like if it was a handgun and a couple of people with rifles, we say that's a combination defense, and we don't include it in the handgun numbers, but we include it because a handgun was fired in defense against a bear. Well, recently I had read that Larry Kelly of Magnaport, a famous handgunner in the United States, had a defensive use again of a handgun against a bear back in the 80s. And he wrote about it in a book called Hunting for Handgunners. I didn't know that at first, but I came across several instances where different people were talking about Larry Kelly's experience. And many of them were saying that it showed that handguns were not a reliable defense against bears, and several said that it showed that a particular kind of 44 Magnum pistol ammunition was unreliable for stopping bears. I mean, and there were all kinds of details of just what happened in these accounts. But they were all secondary. They were all somebody who had read something years before and now was recounting the story. And so I was able, with a little bit of effort, to find a copy of the book and obtain it and get the original story. And you know the old game of telephone, where people recount an incident from one to the next, to the next, to the next, to the next, until finally it comes full circle and what you hear is way different than the original story. And that's the way it was with these accounts. So the article will be coming out in Amaland, and it's completely different than the mythology that has developed on the Internet. And I include Larry Kelly's precise words as published by him in a first-person account. And it doesn't show the ammunition failed. It doesn't show handguns were not effective. It shows just the opposite. Yes, a lot of the details were very similar, but there were a lot that were exactly opposite. And so I think that it'll be interesting as I find other instances that have become myth and try to find the actual first-person account of what happened. I'm looking for one that's very difficult to come up with. And it's in, I think it was Alaska Sportsman magazine. And the first, it's about a story that's become commonplace in Alaska, the story of the bear called Old Groaner. And it was near Ketchikan, and was first published in the February 1936 edition of the Alaska Sportsman. And it's a very rare magazine. There have been several stories reprinted or redone, but I'm not sure if they had access to the original. So I want to see the original story and see what was actually said in that. And I've been trying to hunt it down, but... You know, people who own the Alaska Sportsman magazine now are hard to get a hold of. And the magazine is rare, so you can't just buy one. And Interlibrary Loan says they don't ship, do this for magazines. So if anybody out there has an original copy, I'm sure looking for the original story. So that's the type of research that, you know, I do in trying to find out the facts of what's going on. And the bears are just a fascinating story. Everybody likes to read about bear attacks for some reason, and I think it's partially genetic. People, in general, are fascinated by big, furry critters that are trying to kill and eat them. It grabs our attention, and it makes perfect sense that it would do so.
Yeah, although I saw something the other day that interested me, because somebody else in the gun industry, have you ever heard of a guy named Sam Huber?
It doesn't ring a bell right off, but maybe if I start looking, it would.
He's a wine garden wannabe, but besides that, he was writing about encounters with bears, and in his opinion, they're very rare. But then he goes and counters his own opinion, because he gets out there and talks about how suburbia is encroaching into their territory, and how it will become increasingly more and more and more. And my first thought was all the things you have to go through with FOIA requests to get details on these incidents. Because it's correct. Not as rare. It's, I mean, he's making out like it's like a lightning strike rare. And
well, you know,
I don't think it's that rare.
I did an article with the lightning strike argument, because I was seeing it again and again, that you're more likely to get struck by lightning than attacked by a bear. And so the easiest things to measure are fatalities. And what it comes down to is, well, yeah, you know, if you're down in Florida where they get lots of lightning, you're more likely to get hit by lightning than if you're up in Alaska. You don't get much.
Yeah.
You know, it all depends on where you're at. And so I found out.
Hang on for me. Coming up on the break. Give me a second. And all of you that want to catch some of Dean's stuff, go to amoland.com. Look for Dean Weingarten. You'll find it. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD Family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MacTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
At Chambers Custom, we have one job. We strive to build the most obsessively reliable, accurate, and beautiful pistols for the discriminating gun owner. Fusing the ageless 1911 design with a 21st century approach to each part and component, Chambers Custom meticulously begins each pistol as a standalone project, creating a bespoke, handcrafted, peerless firearm. They integrate all of the internal, external, and intrinsic elements that make a custom 1911 unique. Go to ChambersCustom.com. Chambers Custom, truly the mechanical advantage.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Fed Reserve Chair Jerome Powell says they're prepared to adjust monetary policy if inflation increases beyond levels in line with their goals. Powell said while testifying before a House, inflation will likely remain high in the coming months before moderating. However, Powell said there's currently strong economic growth driven by coronavirus vaccinations. Texas Land Commissioner George P. Bush is suing the Biden administration to restart border wall construction.
The Constitution says that the president and an executive or agency cannot ignore the will of the people as appropriated through Congress.
He says Congress allocated more than $5 billion to construct fencing and walls around the southern border. Bush joining Arizona AG Mark Brnovich, who announced Monday that he's seeking an injunction against Biden's efforts to stop border wall construction. This is USA Radio News. Overdose deaths hit an all-time high last year during the pandemic.
The feds reported Wednesday overdose deaths soared to a record 93,000 last year during the COVID-19 pandemic. In the previous year, about 72,000 drug overdoses were reported, making this report a 29% increase. This morbid number indicates 11 people an hour are ODing to death in America. Experts contend lockdowns and other pandemic restrictions isolated those with drug addictions and made treatment harder to get. Shannon Monette, an associate professor at Syracuse University who researches geographical patterns in overdoses, says nearly all of the increase is fentanyl contamination in some way. Heroin is contaminated, cocaine is contaminated, methamphetamine is contaminated, end quote. From the West Coast USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Lance Pry.
Sentencing is being delayed for Christian Rivera, the illegal immigrant convicted in the killing of University of Iowa student Molly Tibbetts. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Deb's constipation with belly pain, discomfort, and bloating kept giving her grief. She talked to her doctor to get some relief. Turns out Deb had irritable bowel syndrome with constipation, or IBS-C, which was a start. Saying yes to Linzess helped her do her part.
Linzess, or linaclotide, is a prescription medicine that treats IBS-C in adults. Linzess works differently than laxatives. It lets you have more frequent and complete bowel movements and helps relieve overall abdominal symptoms, belly pain, discomfort, and bloating. These symptoms were studied in combination, not individually. Do not give Linzess to children less than 6, and it should not be given to children 6 to less than 18. It may harm them. Do not take Linzess if you have a bowel blockage. Get immediate help if you develop unusual or severe stomach pain, especially with bloody or black stools. The most common side effect is diarrhea, sometimes severe. If it's severe, stop taking Linzess and call your doctor right away. Other side effects include gas, stomach area pain, and swelling. There could be more to your story with IBS-C. Talk to a doctor today. Say yes to Linzess. Learn more at Linzess.com or call 1-800-LINZESS. Sponsored by AbbVie and Ironwood Pharmaceuticals.
Live. This is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by DeSantis.
Holster.com, the home of DeSantis quality-built American-made products for 45-plus years. Supporting police and government contracts from first responders to responsible citizens. Holster.com is your source for quality American-made leather and kydex holsters for the armed American. For concealed carry or open carry, Holster.com has what you need.
We didn't invent concealment.
We perfected it. Go to Holster.com now and buy a DeSantis holster today.
Check them out at DeSantisHolster.com. We're talking to Dean Weingarten, and he's got a few things queued up, although you did do some ammunition spotting the other day, or do we need to talk some more about what you found the other day?
We'll talk about that, but I think we can talk a little bit about the idea that you're more likely to be killed by lightning strike than by a bear. And because it was a common refrain in discussion on the internet that people would say that. But I did some looking at the actual statistics. And what you find is that Wyoming was rated as the most dangerous state for lightning death per population in the United States. More than Florida. And in the last decade, twice as many people were killed by bears in Wyoming as were killed by lightning strikes. So it doesn't hold. It depends where you are. Obviously, if you're where there are no bears, you're not going to get killed by a bear. But it's the same thing. If you're where there isn't any lightning, you're not going to get killed by lightning either. And I believe that in Alaska, since 1990, so that's 30 years, we've got the data. No one has been killed by lightning in Alaska since 1990. Several people have been killed by bears in Alaska in that time period. So it's entirely position dependent. So I just thought that people would be interested in that because it's just not true that you're more, I mean, yes, if you're in a place where there's a lot of lightning and no bears, it's true. But where, if you are where the bears are, it is not true. you know, I mean, and that's just, it makes sense. You know, if you're out someplace in the wilderness where there aren't any cars and there aren't any roads, the chances of dying in an automobile crash are pretty small.
Yeah. Most people don't interject that kind of logic into it, though, Dan. Most people make those statements just to be able to make the statement and hope that nobody like you comes in and thinks, well, now let me think about this a minute. So,
yeah, that's true. It's true. And I guess that's how, you know, I sort of thrive as a writer is because I'm able to look at things a little differently, partly because of my training. You know, I'm a trained scientist and I've been a skeptic. I would say that I'm a trained skeptic. That's a good way to look at it.
Yeah.
So let's talk about 22 ammunition a little if you want to.
Well, you spotted some on a shelf.
Yeah, I mean, and you know, I don't go into Walmart very often. I'd say once every couple of weeks. But when I do, I take a look at the ammunition area, gun and ammunition area. They still have one, although they did away with a lot of what they were carrying, used to carry. Sam Walmart would be probably is rolling over in his grave because he insisted that where it was at all possible, Walmarts would carry pistols and ammunition. But,
right.
But, you know, once it became corporate, all the good works of Sam kind of were eroded over time. So, I look and I see, because it's an indicator. It's not a perfect indicator, but it's a pretty good indicator. And there were four boxes of bulk pack 22 ammunition on the shelf. Mm. I completely was surprised. You just rarely see it. And so I think we're starting to come out of the ammunition bubble. And I actually found a place online that tracks the prices of ammunition, and then 22 ammunition. And the highest price on 22 ammunition was near the end of January in 2021, where it was 34 cents per round of 22. Now, that's a kind of average. I'm sure there were individual places where it was much higher than that. But they said the average was 34 cents. And then it's been dropping. It's been dropping rather steadily. And just recently, it's gotten down to an average of 10 cents a round.
That's pretty good. I mean, it's still high, but
it is high, but it's a considerable drop. And the ammunition that I saw, you know, I took the prices, applied a calculator to them, and there were two boxes of Federal and two boxes of Winchester.
Yeah.
And the Federal was about 5.76 cents per round, and the Winchester was about a 5.67. So, you know, not very much difference. But that's almost getting back to what it was before the whole COVID panic happened.
Right.
And so I think we're headed in that direction. The problem is the politics in the United States has become so crazy and toxic that it wouldn't take much to reignite a panic, I think, even though a lot of people now have lots of ammunition. And they have, we're at the highest level of gun ownership probably we have ever been. We have something in the neighborhood of probably because of extending into the new year, we have 5 to 10 million new gun owners in the last 18 months. So politically, it doesn't make sense to attack the Second Amendment and President Biden has been fairly reluctant to actually do so. He always says
he talks about it. He talks about it, but I mean, he can't do it by himself. I mean, he's got to
exactly,
and he's not going to get help from the Senate. So
I don't think so, and I think that he is he's running into problems in using the ATF to pass regulation, too. So all these things come together for people are saying, well, it's not absolutely critical that I get another 1,000 rounds of 22 right now. You know, so I think that has contributed to the price drop, where people just aren't as desperate about getting ammunition as they were just after the election. And right. Most of January, remember, President Biden was not yet in office.
Not till what, January the 20th? Yeah.
Right. So, and the peak prices were right about that time.
Yeah, and I'll give you... sense. I'll tell you my opinion of that when we get back. We're about to run out of time with this segment, but I think some of your stuff is dead on. But I think there's some other stuff at play as well that probably doesn't. That nobody ever talks about this part of it, but I do think it is an integral part of it. And it's sometimes when we're wanting something to get done, it's a bad part. But sometimes when we're wanting something not to get done, I think it actually aids us to a certain degree.
Sure.
But it's politics today as it is. Now, for those of you interested in reading Dean's stuff, you can find it at a website called Ammoland.com. There he has nearly 1,800 articles. He's probably around, what, 3,400 now all together?
Yeah, they're
all over the place. So we'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Last day of the rest of my life, I wish I would have known, because I didn't kiss my mama goodbye. I didn't tell her that I loved her, how much I care to thank my pops for all the talks and all the wisdom you share.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com, and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nanocolloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's family's health insurance, it's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. That's 800-670-0946.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus doesn't grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system. And it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A.com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
Time on the firing line. Coming to you live, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by DeSantis.
Holster.com, the home of DeSantis quality built American-made products for 45 plus years. Supporting police and government contracts from first responders to responsible citizens. Holster.com is your source for quality American-made leather and kydex holsters for the armed American. For concealed carry or open carry, Holster.com has what you need.
We didn't invent concealment.
We perfected it. Go to Holster.com now and buy a DeSantis holster today.
Check them out, DeSantisHolster.com, talking to Dean Weingarten. And we were talking about how Biden has not proven. Biden talks a big game, but he's not really getting anywhere with it.
Right. And you were going to tell us some insight.
Well, I mean, we're about to hit reelection season.
I think so.
And there's going to be a couple of things going on. Primarily, everybody that's in the House is up for re-election, so they're all going to be campaigning. And either one of two things is going to happen. I think one, the Republicans are going to take back the House at the very least. They may very well take back the Senate as well.
A majority in the Senate.
Yeah. So in the in the interim, their big problem is going to be just hanging on to power. But they're going to have to go out on the campaign trail. They won't be there to really do too very much. And they're going to run out of time. Now, I guess they could try to pass some stuff. But they've already passed everything they're going to do in the House. They've already passed all the gun control and everything else. It's in the Senate where they're not going to be able to pass anything else through. And then,
Well, their big ploy was to get all of their easy-to-cheat reforms through nationally before the midterms. That was what they figured they had to do, H.R. 1, you know, make it so easy to cheat and basically turn the entire United States into one corrupt Tammany Hall machine. And they haven't been able to do it yet anyway. And as you said, the re-election season is coming up, and the people in the House are going to start feeling the heat. And since they haven't been able to pass the Tammany Hall bill to nationalize machine politics in the whole U.S., they're up against it, as you say. And if they lose the House, they won't be able to pass it. It becomes impossible for them to pass it. And I think there's a good chance they will lose the House. As you you and I agree on that.
Yeah.
I don't know if it's going to happen, but more and more people are skeptical and don't believe what the old media propaganda machine has been putting out. It's gone full Pravda with Joe Biden. And it did that pretty much for 5 years from the time President Trump was a candidate until he failed to be reelected in one of the most contentious and dubious presidential elections ever. So it's our system has so far been resilient enough to prevent going full Venezuela, at least for a little while.
Full Venezuela. That just... Then that means, well, you and I would be at the top of the food chain because we could shoot the zebras as they try to run away and have our zebra sandwiches.
Well, I don't know if we'd be at the top of the food chain, but we'd be in pretty fair shape. And Venezuela didn't have a strong federal system. And what they did in Venezuela immediately was radically change their Supreme Court, radically change their election rules, and basically put the structure that would make it impossible to get rid of the communist regime that had taken over in place. And they did that shortly after they got in. They haven't been able to do that yet in the U.S. legislature. Now, they've done some things in that direction, quite a few things. Spending trillions of dollars, you know, sending billions and billions of dollars to their allies, that can make it hard to win the House. I mean, because they've got this enormous amount of money that they've gotten from the government to run election campaigns.
Yeah.
And particularly in the blue states. I mean, how many tens of billions of dollars were sent to New York?
Well, I mean, they bailed out the blue states. There's no more red ink in any of the blue states. It happened. All of that was run up prior to COVID.
Correct.
So that's all bailed out. They've been spending money like it's monopoly money. And I mean, I want to see what the ring up is in the first two. Just in the first year of his administration, because I mean. We're only seven, six and a half months into him. Seems like it's been so much longer.
They're saying another $3 trillion they want to spend, probably without a single Republican vote, in one of the tightest, most even power positions in the House and Senate we've ever seen in our lifetime.
Right.
50-50 split in the Senate, and just what? Seven or eight now seats in the House difference. I mean,
right.
It's one of the tightest, and they're saying, well, it's tight, so we're going to do everything we can to change the system so that we have power forever. And, you know, so far, they haven't quite been able to get away with the worst of it.
Well, they've done a couple of things. I did not want to see the blue cities bailed out, the blue states bailed out.
It's absolutely horrible. It's terrible policy, and we will end up paying for it one way or another.
Yeah. The other stuff that they've done, the continuing saga of the COVID-19 that won't go away. We've got the Delta variant. Soon we'll have the Echo variant and the Yankee variant, and you know all this
other.
All these other phonetic
epsilon gamma, yeah, we're going to have those. I mean, but it's the returns are being limited on that. People have been scared long enough, and they're saying I don't agree. And more of the evidence is coming out that much of what they told us were just lies.
Yeah,
the idea that we have to vaccinate children when the risk to children now appears to be considered from COVID-19. Appears to be considerably less than the risk from the vaccine.
Yeah. Have you taken the vaccine?
I have not.
I have.
I've considered it. My daughter wants me to take it, so. We'll see. I'm considering the Johnson & Johnson.
I took Moderna.
Mm-hmm.
And that's because when I took it, I couldn't go in and they go, hey, what's on the menu today? Pfizer, Johnson & Johnson, Moderna, what we got available? AstraZeneca. Thank you.
Yeah. So we're seeing pretty severe reactions in a lot of people. I mean, it's more than...
We're seeing some reactions. We're seeing some reactions, but I mean, I don't think it's going to bear out to be that much more than, say, the kind of... We're seeing a lot of it in the press, sure. I don't know why, because, it's...
We're just getting to the point where we can make evaluation on the numbers.
Yeah. 99% of the people dying from it, though, are the unvaccinated, so...
That's what heard that. I heard that about Great Britain, and I read some of that information, and it's very small numbers, but some of that seemed correct. I mean, so that's, like I said,
the biggest reason I took it is because even though I'd already had it, they were giving no credence to the natural immunity you get from having it. And I had to get into a position where I wasn't wearing a mask anymore because I really physically have issues with wearing a mask. We're about to run out of time. You going to be with me Friday?
I intend to be.
Outstanding. Thank you very much for joining me this evening.
It is always a pleasure.
And we will talk to you soon. And for the rest of you, back again in 21 hours, between now and then, remember this. It has never been about gun control, not once, not ever. It has been, it's always going to be about total control. This has been Lock and Load. Frustrated by your lack of shooting accuracy? Mantis X can help. Mantis X is an electronic coaching system that analyzes your shooting mechanics, diagnoses your issues, and recommends improvements, all in real time. Attach the motion sensor to your gun, pair it with our free coaching app on your phone, and start shooting. Mantis X shows you what you're doing wrong. Use Mantis X three ways: live fire, dry fire, or airsoft. Shoot, analyze, improve. MantisX.com. Excess Sights makes the brightest, fastest night sights in any light. Are you truly prepared for a high-stress self-defense situation at any time, day or night? Improve your self-defense capabilities with Excess's Tritium Night Sights. From big dots to three dots, Excess has options that deliver bright and easy-to-see sights in low light, bright light, or at the range. Use promo code LNL21 for 10% off your purchase. Get on target faster in any light with Excess Sights.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano-colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.